Welcome to the Invest Smarter podcast, where you'll learn about the power of building wealth through real estate and how you can achieve financial freedom through multifamily investing. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions, How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. Now, here's our host, Simon Castillo.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another Friday Look Back episode of the Invest Smarter podcast. I'm your host, Simon Castillo, and this is my opportunity to provide you with my best insights into the world of real estate investing, business, and entrepreneurship. So on today's Friday Look Back episode, what I want to talk about is a question that I see asked a lot. And in real estate investing, if you're in this business long enough, you're going to have to at some point raise capital. And the question that I see asked often is, can I take money from my friends and family to get my real estate business off the ground? So it's a complex question, but the short answer is yes, you technically can. There is what's called a 506B exemption. And before I get into some of the specifics about the 506B and 506C type of exemptions, what I would want to do is offer this disclaimer. When you raise capital, it is you're acting as a fiduciary and you have to act in the best interest of your investors. Not only that, there are legal implications with raising capital. So always consult with an attorney to make sure that if you do raise capital, you're doing it in a legal and appropriate manner. So with that said, the short answer again is yes, you can technically raise capital from friends and family through a 506B exemption. What this does is it allows you to raise capital from up to 35 of what we call non-accredited investors in a deal. Now, non-accredited investor is basically someone who doesn't meet the income or net worth requirements to be considered an accredited investor. Now, just because a person is not an accredited investor doesn't mean they're not sophisticated. And I've met tons of people who are non-accredited investors because they don't meet the income or net worth requirements, but they are sophisticated investors. They know what they're doing. They know how to do their due diligence. They have experience investing in deals. They don't meet a couple of the check marks to be considered an accredited investor. Now, an accredited investor is basically anyone who meets the following criteria. As an individual, you have an income greater than $200,000 in each of the past 2 years, or joint income with a spouse that is greater than $300,000 in those years. And you have a reasonable expectation of achieving that same level of income in the current year. Now, as an individual, if you have a net worth or a joint net worth with a spouse that exceeds $1 million at the time of the investment, you can also be considered an accredited investor. So again, those are the definitions of the two types of investors, but I do want to qualify that and just say that just because someone doesn't meet the level of an accredited investor does not mean that they're not sophisticated, and vice versa. I've actually met people who, based on their income and net worth, are accredited investors, but are not what I would call a sophisticated investor because they just simply don't have the experience. Many times people with that kind of net worth have turned over their finances to a financial advisor or financial planner, and they really don't have any hands-on experience as an investor. So going back to the question about raising money through friends and family who are not accredited investors, yeah, the short answer again, you can raise funds through them. But here's the thing, just because you can raise money from friends and family doesn't always mean that you should. And I made this mistake early on because I was eager to get deals across the finish line, but raising money from non-accredited and non-sophisticated investors can be a bad idea. And I don't know that I would recommend it to anyone who's starting out. There's a few reasons why. And first, if you're dealing with non-accredited investors who are not sophisticated, again, can't stress this enough, non-accredited does not mean that that investor is not sophisticated. But if you combine the two, non-accredited and they're not sophisticated, so they don't have experience investing, don't have hands-on knowledge investing, that can be a recipe for disaster. So typically these types of investors have lower net worths. So a $100,000 investment for someone like this is a big percentage of their life savings. And you can bet that they'll be freaking out, you know, over every little hiccup in a deal because they have so much on the line in that transaction. And as I mentioned earlier, you are acting as a fiduciary when you raise capital And as a fiduciary, you have to understand your client's financial situation. So if you understand that they're investing every last penny with you, probably is a good sign that you don't want to take that money from them, because that's a liability nightmare that could be waiting to happen. As a fiduciary, when you're acting as a fiduciary, you need to keep your client's best interest in mind at all times. And it may not be the appropriate time for someone like that to invest with you if they're investing their last penny with you. It may not be the right time for them. Doesn't mean that they can't at some point invest with you, but at that particular point in time, it may not be the best thing. The other major issue that I've found is the tax implications that you create for non-accredited investors, non-sophisticated investors. So unless these people are investing just a huge amount of money at a minimum six figures, you know, 100,000 or more, the returns that they'll earn on those investments won't cover the cost of them having to hire a CPA to handle the K-1 forms and the specialized tax filings that you'll be sending them. It's almost like you're guaranteeing them a loss because of the costs involved for a more sophisticated tax return based on the amount of earnings that they'll make. And in this example, really what I'm referring to is, so you're taking money from non-accredited, non-sophisticated, and you're also taking a low minimum. So if someone's investing $10,000 with you, it may not be their last penny or last savings, but at that amount, probably not worth the headache that they'll have come tax time dealing with, you know, K-1 forms and having to hire a CPA to handle their tax return. It's a headache for them. It'll be a headache for you. Not the best idea. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you're starting out, you want to raise capital, you want to get some deals across the finish line, doing that with non-accredited investors may not be the best way to get started. Could be a recipe for headaches for you, for the investors. And in the end, it could actually limit your growth. So as soon as you can, I would highly suggest that you transition to raising money from accredited investors through what's called the 506C offering. And this allows you to advertise broadly and solicit investments as long as you're taking money from accredited investors. So that's kind of my two cents on this question. I know at a high level, I hit this, you know, from a very high level. There's so much more detail that we can go into, but we'll save that for another more in-depth episode. But if you have any questions about raising capital, or if you want to partner on a deal, the best way to get started is to head over to our website at sastexascapital.com. We have tons of free resources. Resources to download, a newsletter you can sign up for, do any of those things, and that gets you onto our email list, and we will notify you of new opportunities to partner with us on deals. Or if you have questions, you can email me at simon@sastexascapital.com. I'd be happy to answer your questions through email or maybe even on one of our podcast episodes. So I think in short, when you're tempted by raising money from unqualified investors that are waving, you know, checks in your face, you know, turn and go the other way. There's enough accredited capital out there. And if you market yourself properly, you stick to the rules and you focus on raising sophisticated money, in the end, it'll make your life 1,000 times easier, and it'll make raising capital for you that much easier as well. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the Friday Look Back. Again, if you have a friend who's looking to get started, maybe they have questions about raising capital, share this episode with them. It's a great way to get the word out about the podcast. And if you have a few seconds, go ahead and go on to Apple iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Again, I can't tell you how much it helps to grow the show and to continue to attract the type of guests and content that you as a listener want to and need to listen to. So again, if you have any questions, I'm always happy to help. Simon@sastexascapital.com. Until then, thank you for listening to this episode of the Friday Look Back, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the Invest Smarter podcast, the show that educates you so that you can take control of your financial future. Be sure to rate the show 5 stars and leave us a review. Make sure that you're subscribed so that you automatically receive the newest edition of the podcast when it's released. If you're interested in learning more about investing in multifamily real estate and taking control of your financial future, head over to our website, sastexascapital.com, and take advantage of our free ebook, Multifamily Millions: How Anyone Can Invest in Apartment Buildings. And be sure to sign up for our mailing list to receive exclusive investment opportunities straight to your inbox. It's time to invest smarter. That's sastexascapital.com.